Rockabilly music is often described as a fusion of blues and country music, but one singer has specialized in blending those two elements with a jazz sensibility. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward says it's too bad Charlie Rich is best known for his weepy country-politan hits of the early and mid-70s, because there's a lot more to him than that.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey.
It's too bad that when most people hear the name Charlie Rich, they think of his huge 1973 number one hit, The Most Beautiful Girl, and the subsequent PR campaign that called him the Silver Fox. Not that Charlie Rich didn't deserve the success, nor that he should have dyed his hair or something. It's just that there's a lot more to him than that. He was born in 1932 in rural Arkansas, in a town called Colt, but being a good student, he managed to escape and wound up at the University of Arkansas. He joined the Air Force and married a remarkable woman named Margaret Ann, who shared his passion for jazz and who sang in the group he put together to play on weekends, the Velvetones. But Charlie was a realist, so when he left the Air Force, he took up chicken farming. He'd never make any money with music, especially since he was neither a country nor a rock and roll performer. Margaret Ann, though, believed in him, and on her advice, he went to Memphis to audition for Sun Records. They set him to work playing piano on Johnny Cash and Roy Orbison records, and there, he caught the ear of the studio bandleader, Bill Justice. Justice helped Charlie arrange some songs, and although their first couple of tries failed, the third was the charm.
Well, I make it all right.
Well, I make it all right.
From Monday morning to Friday night. Since you left me, I'm as lonely as I can be.
Oh, those lonely weekends.
Said you'd be good to me. Said our love would never die. Said you'd be good to me. But baby, you didn't even try.
But in those first sessions, there was also a song that was uncomfortably close to the truth.
I got loaded last night on a bottle of gin. And I had a fight with my best girlfriend. But when I'm drinking, I am no. But please, baby, wait for me until they let me out again.
For the moment, things were going well for Charlie. He followed Bill Justice out of the ruins of Sun and across town to the High label, where he recorded a soulful country and western album that went nowhere. Undaunted, the pair went to RCA's newly formed Groove label, and the music they made caused a buzz in the record industry.
Cut out your dancing, never see a show. Friends come by to pick you up, but you hardly ever go. Seems your head is in the clouds above. You've got the way of a woman in love.
Unfortunately, Groove fell apart just about this time, so nobody ever heard this stuff. But Justice and Rich fled over to the Smash label, and there they started out right with a song that was just the sort of thing Charlie did best.
Who is the hippie that's happening all over our town? Tearing up the chicks with the message that he lays down. Who is the coolest guy that is what I am?
Considering that it was 1965 and Charlie, with his head of prematurely white hair, wasn't exactly teen dream material, Mohair Sam did just fine. He followed it up with an album, Many New Sides of Charlie Rich, that's an American pop masterpiece, featuring great songs Charlie had written and a couple by Margaret Ann, who contributed this rock and roll classic.
Once I had
And then nothing. 5 years of nothing, unless you call chicken farming something. Part of it was Charlie's fault. He wasn't real good at compromise, and he was getting a reputation as being hard to work with. Part of it was the changing taste of the record-buying public. Finally, in 1970, Billy Sherrill, the man behind Tammy Wynette's hits, started producing Charlie for Epic Records, first with a song called July 12, 1939, that sounded too much like Ode to Billy Joe, and eventually winding up with that number one crossover country-to-pop hit, The Most Beautiful Girl. But Sherrill is something of a tyrant in the studio, and Charlie felt that he was being asked to compromise again. He continued to record through the mid-70s, then faded away. Still, he left another masterpiece in the form of a song he'd written, inspired by the title of a 1971 book by Peter Guralnick, which included a profile of Charlie that took him seriously, on his own terms. It's the kind of song that's hard to listen to because it's so honest.
Lord, I feel like going home. I tried and I failed, and I'm tired and weary. And everything I done was wrong. Feel like going home. Lord, I tried to see it through. But it was too for me. And now I'm coming home to you. I feel like going home.
Charlie Rich is still out there, performing very rarely. Maybe someday the public will catch up to him.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle.